Page 44, Unit 10. 1. When a vessel suffers a casualty, or is otherwise in a position of peril, the master must decide as a matter of urgency where assistance, including salvage assistance, is needed, or if the situation can be handled using the ship's own resources. 2. The authority of the master is not altered by engaging salvors. 3. He remains in command of the vessel despite the presence of a salvage master, and he should therefore ensure that he is fully aware of the action taken in the rendering of salvage services. 4. Even though services have been accepted and assistance is being rendered, the salver must cease his services if requested to do so by the master. 5. The master should, however, cooperate fully with the salvers, who are experts in salvage operations, and should take account of any advice given by the salvage master or other person in charge of rendering or advising on salvage services.